There are big differences between the Occupy Wall Street movement and the Arab Spring, but some see a parallel between the young protesters in Manhattan's Zuccotti Park and the young Egyptians who demonstrated in Cairo's Tahrir Square. That view is held by at least one young man who's been to both places. Asiya Bundawi reports from New York.
In many ways, the Occupy Wall Street encampment in Zuccotti Park is beginning to resemble Tahrir Square. There's a kitchen here and a library. There's a charging station, a medical tent, and even a tower streaming free Wi-Fi. There's also a fast food restaurant that's letting protesters use the bathroom. In Tahrir, it was KFC. On Wall Street, it's a McDonald's across the street. And of course, there's the movement itself. Just like in Egypt, many here wrote off the protesters at first, but they've remained, and their numbers are growing. And there is one glaring difference between the Occupy Wall Street movement and the revolution of Tahrir Square.
There was a clear goal, a Shaab Yurid Iskat al-Nizam. The people want to topple the regime. It was very, very clear what we wanted.
Ibrahim Abdullah is an Egyptian-American who works in marketing. He participated in the Tahrir Square revolution, and for the past few days, he's been coming down to the Occupy Wall Street encampment. He says he understands why people here are frustrated, but he doesn't really know what they want. The slogan in Egypt was simple, because the demand was a basic one, says Ibrahim.
I think the goal here is a lot more complicated than that. And it's not an easy goal to articulate in four words, is the problem. Because the people don't want to topple the regime here. It's like, we want a more fair tax system. Like, this is not a good slogan. You can't, they need something you can chant. You need something you can have people rally around.
Abdullah isn't ready to join the protests here. But Yemeni-American Maryam Salem is. She was inspired by the ongoing revolution in her home country to become an organizer of Occupy Chicago. She came to New York to ask for activism tips at the daily General Assembly meeting in Zuccotti Park.
I'm from Chicago. My parents are from Yafa, South Yemen. I wanted to go to Yemen so badly to join the revolutions, but obviously I couldn't. It's too dangerous. And when they started here, the first thing I thought of was that we would be standing in solidarity with them first and foremost. And then, of course, we have our own reasons here in the United States.
Maryam says her activism here follows a line from the ongoing revolution in Yemen and the rest of the Arab world. She says that while her family members back in Yemen are protesting a corrupt regime, she's protesting a corrupt economic system.
It's unfair that students have to graduate with such huge loans and in debt and then not even find a job after they graduate to pay them off. One of my main goals is to go around and educate people and make sure that they're aware of the movement.
There's another group that's been a semi-permanent fixture at Occupy Wall Street, the street food vendors.
Milk, sir. Milk.
Like many of the vendors, Khalid hails from Egypt. He says the protests here took him by surprise. It's strange that something like this could happen in America, he says. Americans saw the Arab world rise up in the protests, and they were inspired to organize this. It's a beautiful thing, says Khalid. I hope that their demands are met. Written in the window of Khalid's food truck are the words, "From Tahrir Square, Egypt, to Liberty Park, New York." Khalid says this is a message of solidarity from Egyptians. Our heart is with you, he says. Ibrahim Abdullah, the Egyptian-American who protested in Tahrir Square, says he's just observing the Occupy movement for now. But he does have some advice for the protesters, how to compose a powerful slogan.
Make it simple, stupid, you know, like keep it in four words, keep it like, you know, get a chant, get some. You guys need to work on the marketing, like really. It's just not catchy enough. You need Egyptian marketers to come and fix it for you.
For the world, I'm Asiya Bundawi in New York.